In this morning, news that the International Criminal Court, as expected in The Hague, has issued a warrant for the arrest of sitting Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir, first warrant ever issued by the court against a serving head of state. Three judges approved bringing him to trial over the government's actions in Darfur. He'll answer seven counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity, but the court rejected a further accusation of genocide. Joining us now is BBC Africa editor Martin Plaut from London. Martin, first of all, thanks for joining us. And this is a test both of the court and also of the officials inside Sudan who are close to Omar al-Bashir. The question being, will they stick with him or will they distance themselves, and possibly will things unfold into chaos in Khartoum?
Well, that has been suggested in the past. To be honest with you, I haven't seen any indication that that is the case. I think it's stupid to try and predict what will happen, but I've never seen any real split in the ranks. I mean, there seems to be a great deal of support for the president. There are demonstrators on the streets of Khartoum as we speak denouncing Mr. Ocampo, the chief prosecutor. There's a sort of picture of him as a pig with his face on where the head would be, which could be hardly more insulting from an Arabic crowd. So, there seems to be a great deal of support for the president at the moment inside Sudan.
So what is the point of this international court warrant? I mean, there's a trial that will proceed. There will be a sort of a showcase for self-congratulatory Westerners, but the situation in Darfur will grind on and Bashir will be more popular than ever.
Well, I don't think it's quite as simple as that. I'm not sure that you can have a show trial without the Mr. Bashir being there. But it's not just a question of Westerners. The judges who have made this decision come from Ghana, Latvia, and Brazil. And there are a number of non-Western countries who have supported this. But the decision now really transfers to the UN Security Council, which could put aside this judgment for 12 months. But here again, the UN is deeply split, with China and Russia on the one hand saying, no, let's issue this decision to put it off for 12 months. And the Western states mostly saying, no, we need to now see justice.
Meanwhile, though, it appears that the president's freedom of movement may not be restricted, as nations around Sudan have at least tacitly or in some cases explicitly said they will not enforce the arrest warrant if Omar al-Bashir should travel to their region.
Indeed, but then the situation of Robert Mugabe in Zimbabwe is quite analogous. He's quite free to travel to South Africa because they don't have any sanctions against him, but he can't travel to Europe. And world leaders love traveling. Their wives like it even more. And, frankly, they don't like being seen as pariahs. They want to be welcomed in international capitals wherever they go. And, one shouldn't forget that Sudan and the United States were actually quite close to each other quite recently. After all, they shared intelligence material against al-Qaeda. There was quite a lot of rapport between the two states. Now they seem to be at daggers drawn over this particular issue. So the question is really where this all goes. Will Sudan move towards the radical Islamic side of things? It's something that's been threatened by some of their senior leaders, or won't they?
Right. And at the very least, a test of international law here and the International Criminal Court itself. Martin Plaut, BBC Africa editor, joined us from London. A warrant has been issued for sitting President Omar al-Bashir of Sudan.